man who went to the track to bet on the horses. And as he was looking at each race, he noticed that there was a priest there. And before every race, the priest would walk up where the horses were and he would bless one of the horses. And believe it or not, every single time, that horse won. So this happened 9 races in a row. So the fellow said, I can make a lot of money here. So he took all his money and he waited to see what the priest would do in the last race. So he went up to the horse and the priest blessed this horse and spent extra time and gave it a special blessing. And the fellow said, I want to put all my money on that horse. So the race began. The horse was leading at first, but then it dropped over dead. Okay. And so after the race, this fellow found the priest and says, Father, I don't understand. Every race, you blessed each horse and they all won except the last one. What happened? He said, my son, you must not be a Catholic. You don't know the difference between a blessing and the last rites. So today I'd like to talk about the last rites. I'd like to talk about what's called the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, because we have that in today's gospel. The Lord sent out the apostles 2 by 2 and gave them authority, it says, over unclean spirits. It says the 12 drove out many demons. They anointed the sick with oil, and those who were anointed were cured. See, anointing of the sick is one of the 7 sacraments of the Catholic Church. In fact, as you know, a sacrament is a visible sign instituted by Christ to give grace. And there are 7 sacraments. You know them: baptism, Holy Communion, confirmation, etc. But perhaps the most least understood, but one of the greatest of the sacraments, is the anointing of the sick. And it's very apostolic. We have the apostles taking oil with them and blessing the sick people with oil. So this is very biblical. Oil was always a sign of strength and healing and represented the Holy Spirit coming down upon a person. In fact, the most clear passage in sacred scripture about the anointing of the sick is in James chapter 5. Read it sometime. It's an amazing verse. It says, if any one of you is sick, if there is anyone sick among you, let them send for the priests of the church. Let the priests pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick person, and the Lord will raise them up. If they have committed any sins, their sins will be forgiven them. Right there is the most explicit explanation of the anointing of the sick in sacred scripture, right there in James chapter 5. So what is the anointing of the sick? Well, it's when a person has perhaps a serious illness, or perhaps they are in danger of death, or they're about to undergo a serious surgery. They do what the Bible says. They call for the priest of the church. The priest prays over them, anoints them with oil, and there are many graces and blessings that come from this sacrament of the anointing of the sick. Now, before Vatican II, some of you remember it was called the extreme unction. Remember that? Extreme unction, which meant, the word unction meant an anointing, and extreme meant towards the end of life, or the last anointing, the final anointing. But the problem with that is that if the priest walked into their, let's say, hospital room, they thought they were checking out, okay? Which was not a good idea. And so the church said, we're going to obviously keep the sacrament. You can never change a sacrament. But they changed the name to the anointing of the sick. It's still the same sacrament. It's still extreme unction. But it's called the anointing of the sick so it doesn't scare people, for one thing. It's also for healing. So who can be anointed? Well, again, any baptized person that is over the age of reason, typically that's over age 7 or 8, can be anointed if they either have a serious illness. So you can't be anointed for the common cold, right? It has to be a serious illness. Or you could be advanced in age. Anybody advanced in age, canon law says, is able to receive, and the catechism says, is able to receive the anointing of the sick if you're advanced in age. So whatever that is, it doesn't give the exact year. You have to let us know if you're advanced in age. And then also before any serious surgery, if you're going to be put under, for example, that's always a good opportunity to go to confession, be anointed before any serious surgery. So call the office and one of us priests will anoint you before any major surgery. What are the words that are said when a person is anointed? The priest anoints them with the holy oil on the forehead and says, through this holy anointing, may the Lord in his love and mercy help you with the grace of the Holy Spirit. Then he anoints the palms of the hands and says, may the Lord who frees you from sin save you and raise you up. Those are the words for the anointing. Again, very healing words. Now, before Vatican II, you might have seen in some of the old movies or you might remember that they did anointings. The priest would anoint the person's eyes to absolve them of the sins committed through their sight, of things that they saw during their life. Their ears were anointed to reparation for the sins that they committed through listening to things, maybe like gossip. The lips were anointed in reparation for the sins they committed through their lips, like lying or other things. Or the hands and the feet were anointed as well. After Vatican II, the rite was simplified that just the forehead is anointed and the palms of the hands of the person are anointed. Except if it's a priest, the back of his hands are anointed instead of the palms of his hands, because at his ordination, the bishop anointed the palms of his hands with the oil of chrism. So he's already received the anointing on the palms of his hands if he's a priest. But everyone else is anointed on the palms, the priest on the back of their hands. And by the way, there are three different holy oils that the bishop blesses every Holy Thursday. The first is the oil of chrism, which is used at baptisms after a child is baptized. It's used in confirmations. All of us were anointed with this in our confirmation. And when a priest is ordained, he's anointed in the palms of his hands with the oil of chrism. The second oil that's blessed on Holy Thursday is the oil of catechumen. It's also used in baptism before the child or before the adult would be baptized. They're anointed with this catechumen oil. And then the third oil is what the church uses for the sick, and that is the oil for the sick. So this is what is used when someone is anointed. Now, it's always best that somebody be anointed when they're conscious so that they can go to confession, receive communion, and be anointed. That whole ceremony is called the last rites. Now, can somebody be anointed if they're in a comatose state or are unconscious? And the answer is yes, they can be anointed. If they would have wanted to be anointed, yes, they can be anointed. You can even be anointed more than once, let's say for a different illness or going into a different serious surgery, you could be anointed more than once, or even for the same illness if a person continues to get worse. Let's say battling cancer, they could be anointed every week or every month as they're battling that cancer. The person, though, it's the sacrament of the living, so it's given to a person while they're alive. Now, if a priest gets to the hospital or gets to the home very soon after death, he can give a conditional anointing because you never know the exact moment when the soul leaves the body, so the priest could do that. But if it's been a few days or obviously the person is deceased, there are other prayers instead of the anointing that is given. So lastly, what are the effects of this sacrament? Well, there's spiritual effects, there's emotional effects, and there's physical effects oftentimes. Spiritually, grace is restored to the soul because it does, if the person has not placed an obstacle to forgiveness, the person can have their sins forgiven through this holy sacrament. If they have the proper disposition, it does remove sin. It can give spiritual healing and the strengthening of the soul. So again, as long as a person has sorrow for their sins, this sacrament will certainly take away their sins, especially if they're unconscious. If they're conscious, they need to go to confession and then be anointed. This sacrament also takes away temporal punishment due to sin. which will completely or even lessen or take away time in purgatory, because it heals the damaged soul from the wounds of sin. That is what's called temporal punishment, the wounds that have damaged our soul, the wounds of our sins. So it helps to heal that and forgive the temporal punishment due to sin. And then it also gives emotional healing. It gives a person more patience, more acceptance of carrying the cross, helps them to bear their sufferings, get more courage, more trust and hope and confidence. And then sometimes it can even give physical healing. There have been countless cases where somebody is anointed, where if it's in accordance with God's will, the person can often be physically cured. I've seen this myself countless times in anointing people that are near death, and they live weeks, months, even years longer if it's in accordance with God's will. If it would be beneficial to their soul for them to be physically healed, then oftentimes the Lord does that. If it wouldn't be beneficial to their soul, perhaps the Lord, we trust in His mercy on that. We trust in His plan. But the sacrament would always administer a healing spiritually and emotionally. It gives a person more confidence in God's mercy, more hope, more patience, and courage to resist temptation, and greater trust in the Lord. So it is a wonderful and healing sacrament. So it is a sacrament of healing. It's not just for those on the brink of death, but it is again for those undergoing a serious illness, and it is something that we should not neglect. And so that's why it is helpful to carry in your wallet or your pocketbook a holy card that says, "I'm a Catholic, please call a priest." That can often help when people are in accidents. There's also some nice medals. For example, this one is a cross, but it's called a four-way medal because it has four different saints. It has the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph and Saint Christopher and a few other saints. And on the back it says, "I am a Catholic, please call a priest." So I've been looking for one that says, "I'm a priest, please call a bishop." I don't think they make those, but anyway, this is a good one. So always make sure you know the difference between a blessing and the last rites.